The good news, the gospel today is taken from Luke, the 9th chapter. Now about 8 days after they were these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly he saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which was soon to be accomplished at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep. Since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Not knowing what he said, while he was saying this, a cloud came over and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent. In those days, no one told of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they came down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. Just then, a man in the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly, a seizure of a spirit seized him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him, and he will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astonished at the greatness of God. Here ends our gospel lesson for this day. Didn't you people see what just happened? That's the sermon title I had that I... Didn't they see that? Didn't the disciples see that? Have you ever prayed for some real solid proof that Jesus was the Son of God? I do. I remember one time I was driving home late at night from a meeting, and it was slippery, and of course I took the more dangerous way to get into the town, and it was very slippery, and the car started sliding like this. And I knew that right there was a drop-off, a big drop-off, a rolling-type drop-off. And I said, "Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God." And then it started going back, and I said, "Help me." And I got back, and it hit the, it hit, after I got out, I looked, it hit a little tree. A little, wasn't big enough to, you know. And there was some snow there, but it was like, oh my, this could have been bad. Well, I couldn't get out of it. I started the car and the wheels spun, and well, I didn't spin the wheels. Didn't have any sand, and I walked into town, found the guy who had a wrecker, came out, hooked it up, pulled it in, and pulled it out of the ditch, and I went, oh, thank God. So have you ever prayed for proof that you could see God's hand? You wanted hard proof. Our text today shows that these disciples and several enormous examples were saw several enormous examples as to see who Jesus was. On top of the mountain, he was praying. His appearance of his face was altered. His clothing became dazzling white and face glowed. There were two men suddenly on that mountain, Moses and Elijah. I don't know if they had name tags. I really don't. But somehow they knew that these were two pretty important people. And they spoke of his departure and the accomplishments in Jerusalem. Now Peter, who was with them, well, they were heavy with sleep and they kind of woke up and saw this light and saw the Jesus and these two men, and it was really a time of glory. And the men were parting from him. Peter said to Jesus, Master, can we put up some tents? One and tents. I just said, tents? I mean, we put up big cathedrals, but they wanted to put up tents. Well, maybe that's all they had. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And it says, he wasn't really knowing what he said. As they were saying these things, a cloud overtook them and overshadowed them. And they were afraid as they were in the cloud. Wow. The next thing. A voice came from the cloud saying, this is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone and the cloud was gone. Think about this. Five spectacular visual examples. Jesus appears to men. Appeared there, Moses and Elijah, the idea of three tents, the cloud, and then the voice from the cloud. Wouldn't you think that would convince you? What do we often do when the car gets going like this and boy, start going back to the bank? What do? Boy, was I ever... Huh? Scared, yes. But what was I ever? Okay. That's good. That's very good. I never thought about that one. But what do we sometimes say, and the word starts with an L? Thank you. Oh, whew, it took a while. Lucky. Boy, was I ever lucky. That car came so close to me and they pulled away. I've heard people say that so many times. Boy, that was a touch of luck. And I think sometimes, many times, it's not a touch of luck. Here are many proofs of what Jesus was the Son of God. The next day they came down off the mountain and a great crowd, behold, we have this man come up talking about his son who was having seizures, having some type of problems. And Jesus said, and the guy said, well, I asked your disciples to heal him. But they couldn't. And Jesus got a little upset, I think. Oh, faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you and bear with you? He was disappointed. They were actually faithless. They didn't put their faith into God, please be with me. No faith, no trust in what he said or what they just saw. Someone said to me, if it happens and we don't understand it, I do think that sometimes we just don't believe it happened. Or if it happens and we say, that's just luck, that just happens, we easily dismiss it and say, boy, that was great. Believe me, in the last several months, we have personally seen things we often call coincidences. Coincidences that occur. Events, they're not an accident. But when it happens, it was truly God's hand. One of them was the other morning. After Nancy has her radiation, on Tuesdays she gets to meet with a doctor. And the doctor looked at the tumor and he said, you know, I believe this thing has gone down some. It doesn't look as ugly as it did. We knew God's hand was at work. There's still going to be a lot of surgery and things like that, but that was going down a little. I'm sure the 3 years that the disciples were with Jesus, there were more events. All you have to do is pick up the gospel lessons and read them. Here's Jesus raising a child, curing a handicapped man, curing someone who was blind and could not see. They were not accidents. It was the power of God. Even Jesus raised some people from the dead. As you and I trust God more and work through our doctors bringing healing, or maybe going to a grieving lost person, often we look back and see God's hand in it. Several years ago, my mother died, and she was in a nursing home in Platteville. She had dementia, and we came down, and I walked in the room, and she was laying there, and she said, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, and she kept repeating it over and over. And I said, Mom, it's going to be all right. God's going to come. Jesus is going to come and take care of you. It's going to be all right. Don't be afraid. She stopped the repeating, and then I started the Lord's Prayer. I'm sorry, forgive me, I did not use debtors, okay? Well, I was raised on something else, but I think I've kept the debtors in here pretty doggone good, as long as I read them. And she went quiet and she said the Lord's Prayer with me. I said, it's going to be all right, Mom. And we sat there for a bit. She didn't really talk much, but she calmed down. She calmed down. Next morning at 5:30, I got a phone call from the hospital. Rich, your mother passed away. I said, oh, good. That's what she wanted. It's okay. Do you want to come and see her? No, I saw her last night. And we had a good time together. I know I've told this story, and I'll tell it very quickly. A lady at one of my last churches had a surgery in Green Bay, and was at Bellin Hospital. And I got a call at church when I was serving Oconto Falls, which is about 30 minutes away from Green Bay. I drove down to get up to the emergency, get up to the surgery room. And I ran in the door, and the family wasn't there yet. And the nurse who was sitting at her, doing her charts right at the door, said, "She's going. She's going." I walked over and said, "It's okay. Jesus is going to take care of you. What you're going to see in the next moments will be so beautiful. It'll be so peaceful. It'll be fantastic." And I saw the monitor of her heartbeat. And it's, when I got there, it was 40. And then it went down slowly, 20, 10. And then it was very quiet, and almost the alarm was going off. In walked her son, and he yelled from the doorway, "Mom, Mom!" Her heartbeat went back up to 40. And he went over, and she was still unconscious, but her heartbeat was back to 40. And he said, "Mom, we love you. We love you so much. Thank you for being a great mom. We will miss you, but we love you." I asked Pastor Rich to come over and say a prayer. So I came over. I said, "Heavenly Father, you love your servant." And I, honest to gosh, I can't remember her name, but I used her name, and "Take her to be with you. Take her and calm our hearts. In your name we pray." 40, 30, 20. And the nurse came over and turned the machine off. The son and I talked about her celebrating her peace and the way she left earth and entered heaven. 1 year later, we were at a concert together at the new performance center at the university there. And I saw him, and I went up to him and I said, "You know, I'm not sure you understood everything that happened when your mom had died." And it, because it just came back to me, because at the time, I must have just dropped that and just, "She's gone, it's okay." And so I told him what happened. And he did not know that machine started back at 40. That he had a few more seconds to be with his mom and tell her he loved her and tell her it was all right to go ahead. Now, I've been doing this quite a few years, and I tell you what, you are not going to convince me that that wasn't God's working in God's hands upon that person. See what God can do through your prayers, through medicine, through procedures. And Jesus says to us, all of us, don't lose your faith. Don't give up on it. Don't. Hang on. And when you start losing it, no, I guess it's probably just an accident. No. Say no to yourself. God, I believe that you've been here with us. That you are with us to the days ahead. My friends, may it be so in all our journey. Amen.